For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is Rashad White. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Salutations, Roster Watch Nation. It's your friendly neighbor, Trash Man. Welcoming you to another morning Roster Watch edition. A couple big things happened yesterday. The most recent of which is that Russell Wilson, formerly of the Steelers, formerly of the Broncos, formerly of the Seahawks. Am I missing anybody? Was he anywhere else? I don't think so. The Giants have signed quarterback Russell Wilson to a one-year, $21 million contract. So that puts Wilson and Jameis Winston in a quasi-competition for the starting job in New York as of right now. The deal includes $10.5 million guaranteed. I think they wanted Aaron Rodgers, but they're not getting him. Last season, Wilson threw for almost 2,500 yards, 16 touchdowns and 5 interceptions and 11 games for the Steelers. Steelers were a playoff team. So the question now is, who makes the better quarterback for fantasy, Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson? And to be honest, it's not that hard of a question. It's not that tough of a query. Jameis Winston has the most upside for the likes of Malik Nabers, Darius Slayton, and that handful of used parts that they have in the Giants receiving core right now. Winston can sling it. He can get it downfield. He can make big plays. And he never quits. That's one thing I love about Winston, that you're never going to see him throw in the towel. He's always going to give you everything he's got to try to continue. I mean, because he's a gamer. He's a player. He loves football. He loves to play the game, and you can see that. And he doesn't get too defeated when he has down outings, which is also nice. From a football perspective, a pure football perspective, neglecting fantasy considerations, Wilson is probably the better quarterback for the Giants. I mean, he's a more thoughtful, conservative quarterback under center. You know, he'll make smarter plays. They won't be as big most of the time as Winston's. They won't have the upside. But he'll probably be more likely to put you in positions to win games consistently, like on a week-to-week basis. So I'm hoping that Winston wins out, at least for a hot minute. But I'm guessing that Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback for the Giants come September, unless the Giants had a rookie, for instance, Shedeur Sanders, who can show through a training camp, through OTAs, that he can be the starting quarterback for the Giants, that he is the best quarterback. He is their best chance at winning come week one. But as of right now, I think it's Russell Wilson. I think he's got the leg up on Jameis Winston for the starting quarterback position for the Giants. So Terminal Scream has a pressing question. Working with a new orphan PPR, tight end premium, needs wide receiver, got McLaurin, Addison, Mooney at top, drafting at the 103 spot, want to move off A-Chain and Etienne, got any targets? Single player package. All right, I'll hit you at the end. I'll hit you at the end. Let's talk more football. Another big signing yesterday. The Patriots signed wide receiver Stephon Diggs. We talked about it here multiple times. Formerly the Texans, to a 3-year, $69 million contract. It includes $26 million guaranteed. Diggs tore his ACL last season, like halfway through it. And he's 31 years old. So that is quite the signing. That is quite the investment on a player who might not even be ready come week one. And if he is, we don't know how good he's going to be. I mean, all indications are right now that Diggs is ahead of track. Is ahead of track to return. They say he looks good. I don't know. We'll have to see what he looks like with pads on. We'll have to look, see what he looks like in game action. You know, a guy can look good on the field, you know, in sweats, whatever, running around, catching passes, but that's not the same thing as playing in the NFL on a Sunday. He joins a Patriots receiving core, includes DeMario Douglas and Kayshon Boutte. At least those were the only receivers who did anything yardage-wise last year for the Patriots. The thing is, if Diggs is healthy, he's a marquee receiver. You know, while he was healthy, and on the last team he was healthy on, when he was with the Bills, he was a Pro Bowler every season. Peaked 1,000 yards every season with the Bills. You know, a down year with the Texans getting injured in week 8. But at that point, he had 497 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, so it's little, that was just slightly less than halfway through the season. considering how long their season would be. And he had about 500 yards. So he could have reached 1,000 yards. It seemed like he's almost on track to reach 1,000 yards with the Texans. So like I said, if he is healthy, if he does come back and he's not a shell of his former self, Stephon Diggs will lead that wideout room in New England. Give Drake May a veteran presence on the field. A chain-moving target who could break open big plays on occasion. I mean, he's a shoe-in for PPR leagues. Wide receiver one range, if he is healthy. But that's yet to be seen. I mean, chances are more likely he flirts with wide receiver two numbers. But he would definitely be the best target for Drake May on the Patriots at this point. I don't know how good he's going to be for the locker room. Best Ball on Call says, any worries that Diggs and Pop overlap targets? No, I think there'll be plenty of targets to go around the Patriots. There aren't that many viable targets on the Patriots. I mean, I think it'll be fine. I think there'll be more than enough for Diggs to get his and get his easy. Yeah, that's not a concern of mine. If he was joining Pittsburgh, or he was joining if he was joining Cincinnati, yeah, I'd be more worried about his target share. But the Patriots, not so much. Not much competition there. Yeah, it just feels like the Pop Diggs, Henry. Yeah, I mean, but that those guys just, I think they, for at this point in their careers, I mean, at this point in their careers, I just don't think they offer that much. So let's just look at that receiving core, at that pass catching unit, including tight ends. So you got Diggs now, Kayshon Boutte, Mac Hollins, John Giles, Kendrick Bourne, Jalen Polk, DeMario Douglas, Javon Baker, Jaquay Jackson. Those are your wide receivers. Do any of those names strike fear into your heart? No. Diggs is still the best of that bunch and is going to be prioritized, more importantly. Tight ends, Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper, Jaheim Bell, Jack Westover, Giovanni Ricci. Yeah, I don't see Diggs having much competition. Seriously. None of those guys really moved the needle for me. They haven't moved the needle for me in their time there as Patriots. I mean, really, Hollins is the only new addition.
We'll be right back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Cody adds, Trashman, Travis Hunter strikes fear into Diggs. Maybe so. Travis Hunter strikes fear into a lot of people's hearts. Harry Snowman adds, well, I guess this is a digression. His question is, who do the Giants draft? Makes sense if they draft Cam. I don't think Cam's going to get to the Giants. Not based on everything we know thus far. Unless somebody trades up. I mean, the Titans have just, they will hold an additional private workout with Miami quarterback Cam Ward. Looks like they're in on him. I mean, Cam Ward himself believes he's solidified himself as the number one pick in the 2025 draft. I mean, that's confidence. Seems like the Titans are more in on him every day. And it seems like whatever they want for that number one pick is pricey enough that teams aren't just champing at the bit to get it. I mean, I don't know that Ward is the ideal candidate for the Titans, but I think they're getting more and more comfortable with the idea of taking him at number one. I don't think Ward falls to the Giants. As often, doesn't have to change much based on the quarterback's skill set. I mean, it wouldn't, but like I said, I think it's probably going to be Sanders to the Giants. I mean, and Sanders offers a different complement of skills than the guy that they just took in free agency. I mean, Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston are two different quarterbacks on their own. Throw Sanders in there and you have, I mean, it'd actually be kind of cool to see. You've got three almost completely different kinds of quarterbacks as far as their gameplay. You know, and let the best man win. So I like Sanders there for the Giants. I think they need somebody who can be a playmaker, who can make plays with their feet as well. Bring some excitement to New York. It's a big city lights. It's the Big Apple. Simon thinks it's a Giants type of dysfunctional move. Yeah. It's the kind of move that gets headlines, though. You know? It's the kind of move that dominates segments on sports news broadcast. So yeah, I mean it's very much a Giants or Cowboys kind of move. Flashy. May not help the team in the long run. But it'll be good for the headlines. Yeah, but even just looking at that depth chart for the Patriots just now, it's going to be slim pickings. They don't do anything else in the draft. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reports that Aaron Rodgers will likely play with the Steelers in 2025 unless he retires from football. I mean, that's an astute observation, considering that Russell Wilson is now a Giant. Rodgers, it looks like his last recourse is to join the Steelers if he wants to start as a quarterback in the NFL this season. So unless he retires, which I think he should, I would rather him not be the Steelers quarterback in 2025. For George Pickens' sake, for DK Metcalf's sake, I don't know, for Calvin Austin's sake, Calvin Austin III. I don't want Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback for the Steelers. But it looks like he's going to be, unless something else changes. In which case, it lowers the upsides of both Metcalf and Pickens for the 2025 season. I mean, we're talking about wide receiver twos at best. Harry Snowman says he's a perfect fit for one last one. I think he's a decent fit for the team. You know, the kind of football they play, they don't need a great quarterback to win games. But for fantasy purposes, and that's what I'm really here for, I don't love it. He said, like, Big Ben at the end. Steelers always had a puncher's chance. They didn't. They did with Wilson last season. But Aaron Rodgers is no Big Ben. Thing about Ben was that he was big. You know, he's a big-bodied quarterback. Aaron Rodgers isn't a small guy, but he's not Big Ben. He's not going to get you those hard yards on the ground. Use his body as a battering ram. Yeah, so for the team, it's fine. For the Steelers' chances, it's fine. But for fantasy purposes, no. Not buying it. Seahawks did buy, in a way of speaking. Wide receiver Steven Sims, formerly of the Ravens. Seahawks adding more middling receivers to the mix. Seahawks got to do something in the draft. Because what they have right now isn't going to cut it. I mean, sure, I love Cooper Kupp. He'll be solid as a chain mover, potentially, if he can stay healthy. Love Jackson Smith and Jigba. I mean, one of the best young receivers in the league, for sure. But as far as field stretchers go, they got Marquez Valdes-Scantling. That's their best outside receiver, outside receiving option. I'm just going to list these other receivers that the Seahawks have right now. River Craycraft, John Reese Plumley, Jake Bobo, Cody White, Derek Young, and Steven Sims now. to add behind Cooper Kupp and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Almost as bad as the Patriots. Not that Cooper Kupp isn't a marquee receiver. He was, you know, for many years, arguably the best fantasy receiver in the league. At least for a few years. But he's declining in his skill set and his athleticism. I mean, which is something he didn't rely on that much in the first place, but I don't know if he's the player that he once was or is close to it. And so when Marquez Valdes-Scantling is your best downfield option, you need to improve. You need to add some firepower back there. So look for the Seahawks to add some receivers in the draft. They need to. Steven Sims isn't going to cut it. Seahawks also signed tight end Eric Sauber, formerly of the 49ers. This is purely a move to help bolster the running game. Sauber's a blocking tight end. Does nothing for fantasy. Moves the needle a minuscule amount. So Seahawks making moves, they just aren't very sexy moves. The Raiders making moves too. They signed tight end Ian Thomas, formerly of the Panthers. Don't know the terms. Thomas is 29. I mean, he's going to be bench fodder behind Brock Bowers. Suppose if the Raiders trade Michael Meyer, Thomas could have some kind of role for the Raiders. But as of right now, doing nothing in fantasy for me. Cowboys, some Cowboys news. The Cowboys are interested in Joe Milton III as a backup there in Dallas. I mean, Cooper Rush is now a Raven. The tried and true backup for Dak Prescott for the last few years is now in Baltimore. They only have Will Greer backing up Dak Prescott right now. Not good news for the Cowboys, considering how injury-prone Dak Prescott has proven to be. He's going to miss games this year. You know? Even if he's feigning injuries, which I don't know. I think he kind of does something. I think he's – there have been a couple of times where he might not have been as hurt, at least physically, as he's led on. Emotionally, yes. Mentally, yes. He's looked broken at times by some of his performances. But chances are he's going to miss games. And Will Greer's not going to cut it. It looks like they're moving on from Trey Lance. So Joe Milton III, I don't know. He's a good-looking quarterback. On paper, it would be. It would be interesting for sure. But I don't know. It still leaves a lot of questions behind Dak Prescott, even if they were to add Milton to that mix. They need to draft a quarterback. Harry Snowman back to the Seahawks as maybe McMillan, Iomanor, or Harris. He says, where is Cody Carpenter when you need him? Cody Carpenter's here. He's in the chat. Maybe Cody wants to add in the chat who he thinks would be best for the Seahawks. I mean, I think McMillan would be a good fit there. But Cody, if you're still with us, you're being summoned. And more football news. Evan Engram is to take on the Joker role, according to the Athletic's Nick Cosmador, in 2025. I mean, it's basically, I feel like it's a role that he's basically played already on other teams. You know, we know Engram's a versatile player. We know he's basically just a big wide receiver. But it looks like it's going to be an up year for Engram as a Bronco. I mean, right now, he's just got Cortland Sutton as his primary target for competition. Broncos are probably going to do more in the draft for sure. But at worst right now, Evan Engram looks like the number two target in Denver for an ascending Bo Nix under center. They add some firepower in that receiving core. And the Broncos are going to be scarier than they were last season. Oh, wouldn't that be exciting to see? Nix versus Daniels? I wouldn't bet against it. Maybe that'll be my Super Bowl pick, straight up, you know? Broncos, Commanders. I like the ring of it. Anyway, that's all my time today, guys. Thanks for joining in and chiming in. Love to have an active chat. Love to get the Roster Watch family involved. So until next time, this has been the Trash Man on behalf of rosterwatch.com. Be ready.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.